And the types of things that that we're called upon to help with, often it's when a client has an administrative issue, maybe at the agencies you work at, and they've tried to deal with it in any number of ways, and then find that they just can't get it done administratively, and they find that they have to go to the Capitol to try and find a solution. And so we can be, you know, there's a spectrum of things that we lobbyists are called upon to do. It might be as simple as talking to a legislator who's interested or help pass that bill, to give a call over to the agency to say, you know, that's not exactly what I was intending. That wasn't really my intent when we passed that bill. Or perhaps the legislator might request an AG opinion to help clarify an issue. And then at the other end of the spectrum, the most intensive thing a lobbyist would do is, if all other things fail, the client realizes the problem really is with the statute, and it's time to actually go into the legislature and change the statute. And so here, trying to understand this kind of weird practice I have, I've come up with these five different roles that I find that I serve for my clients, and they're a little unusual, but there's the lawyer part. There's the legislative strategist. There's a salesman aspect. There's a cat herder part of the job, which I guess we all have a good bit of that in our jobs. And then finally, the entertainer aspect. And as a little bit of a case study, I worked on one bill for one client, the Texas Motorcycle Dealers, this past session. Without getting too far into the weeds, they had an administrative issue. The problem was that under existing law, it was really easy for Texans to drive to Oklahoma, purchase one of these rather expensive toys in Oklahoma, New Mexico, or Louisiana, and those dealers in those states would not charge any sales tax. And on a $20,000 off-road vehicle, that's a pretty nice savings. So Texans would go there, buy it from them, bring it back into Texas. Any tax nerds in the room would know that, well, actually, there's something called the use tax, and that says that when you get back to Texas, you're supposed to sit down and write out a check to the Texas comptroller to pay the tax. Unfortunately, no one really does that. And there really wasn't, and we lobbied the comptroller for years of trying to find a way for the comptroller to go after these Texans that were evading the tax. It was a really big issue for my clients. We estimated 6,700 lost sales every year, totaling $100 million in lost sales for the dealers in Texas. And that translated to over $6 million in lost tax revenue for state and local government. So we realized the comptroller just really didn't have the tools, enforcement tools, to solve the problem. So it was time to go to the legislature to give them more authority and more tools. So that first role, lawyer. Now, sometimes lobbyists maybe aren't considered the smartest lawyers in the room. Former Senator Schwartz, who became a great lobbyist, he passed away recently, had a stroke and said, "My doctor said I didn't have enough of my brain left to practice law, but I was still all right to lobby." And in some ways, I think that's true. As you'll see, my job, I spend so much time doing non-legal things, watching election results, entertaining legislators, getting to know people, that perhaps my site-checking abilities have gotten a little rusty. I don't have a Westlaw account anymore. But I think our legal training is still obviously useful. I think what's true is that it's just not the most powerful thing we bring to the client is, you know, this deep legal acumen. What we really help with, because most of our clients have real lawyers. I consider y'all real lawyers. I'm kind of a part-time fake lawyer these days. But our clients have real lawyers that have been dealing with whatever the issue is for years. And they've researched every nook and cranny, and they can give us the 50-page legal memorandum. They can also provide the perfect legal solution of what would perfectly solve the problem. If the legislature would just draft this 100-page law, it would solve all the problems. And so recently Nancy Pelosi was dealing with some of her new liberal members of the Congress, the squad, I think they're called, and she said something I thought was pretty useful. Some of you are here to make a beautiful pâté, but we're making sausage most of the time. And so my job is to take that beautiful pâté that the smart lawyers come up with, but then filter it through the reality of what can we actually get passed through the legislature. And that comes from having worked in the legislature, knowing the legislators, and knowing the political realities that we're going to face.